time for Dial a Doc. That takes us to FHN and Dr. Jim Kolka. Good morning, Jim. How are you today, sir?
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Now, summer's here, doctor, and that sometimes means the need to visit a healthcare provider because of an injury or an illness. FHN has a lot of options for people needing healthcare assistance. Can you outline some of them for us?
Sure. And I would like to reiterate, with summer, people are outside, a lot more activities, a lot more sports, bee stings, et cetera, sun issues. So, you know, we typically do see a need for more urgent care type of issues in the summer. So FHN has a variety of options. You know, the number one option, which we'd like to see you use when you can, is your primary care physician. And FHN now has a same-day kind of a guarantee. So we've really revamped our access. And if people need to see a physician that day, generally we're able to, you know, to allow that to happen. We also have the Fast Care out at Shopko. Fast Care is kind of for life's minor emergencies and physicals, things like that. And we also have now a new partnership with Physicians Immediate Care. Physicians Immediate Care offers a little bit of a higher level of care. We have laboratory available there, and we have x-ray. And that is a partnership between FHN and Physicians Immediate Care. And then we have the emergency department. And I am by training an emergency physician. So, but the emergency department has kind of two different levels of care. We do have a fast track where if you have small type of injuries or issues, you can be seen rather quickly and be on your way. And then, of course, there's the emergency department, which takes care of bigger issues, life-threatening issues, severe pain, that kind of thing.
All right. I think you kind of covered the differences between all of them. I have an example for you here, Jim. Say I'm out walking my dog in the afternoon after work, and I stumble on a curb, twist my ankle. Where should I go?
I really don't want to tell anybody where to go. I'd like to give you some guidelines. At the time, you know, you kind of have to make that decision. And one of the decisions would be, if it's just kind of swollen up and it hurts a little bit, and you could probably bear weight on it, likely it's not broken. I think the pick would be physician immediate care would be a very good option. However, if your ankle's deformed, you know, and you're in severe pain and you can't put any weight on it at all, likely the emergency department would be the place to go.
A lot of common sense. And I'm guessing if people aren't sure, once they get to one area or another, they would send them to a different place if it was more severe, correct?
Certainly. Yeah. If you end up at Shopko, your physician's office, or the physician's immediate care, and they felt that it was above the level of expertise they have or the level of equipment that they need, they would then transfer you to the next higher level of care.
Now, let's say I'm doing that same walk and I stumble. What if it's at 7 in the morning? Should I be going to a different place at that time of the day?
I don't know necessarily. I think really it has to do with how you feel. Again, you know, if you heard a big pop and you feel a bone broke or you can't bear weight, or especially if it's deformed or you have severe pain, you know, you're going to try to probably go to the emergency department. On the other hand, if it's just kind of swollen up and you can bear a little bit of weight on it, you know, it's an unlikely, certainly not a displaced fracture, then I think physician's immediate care would be a very good alternative.
I've got another scenario here, Dr. Jim. Say I'm walking my dog at noon and I trip on the curb again, but this time I hit my chin and I cut it pretty badly and is bleeding pretty badly. That would probably be an emergency visit on that one.
I'm thinking likely. Many times when you hit your head, we worry about neck injuries. The last thing you want to do is have a cervical spine injury and, you know, not be in the emergency department where they're very, you know, they're used to taking care of that. The other thing is, you know, emergency physicians are very good at suturing lacerations. And if you need a plastic surgeon because it was a real deforming type of issue, then we would have the availability of the plastic surgeon, which FHN does have a facial plastics specialist on our staff.
Sometimes people are not sure how to get themselves to the hospital. Do you have kind of a maybe cut and dried answer for whether you should drive yourself or whether you should call an ambulance? Is there a gray area in there?
There's lots of gray areas, and frankly, if you're having chest pain and you're over 40 and it's unfamiliar for you and it's really severe, you have shorter breath, severe pain, you'd probably call the ambulance. We see probably 80% of the people, however, present by car, things like headaches, things like twisted ankles, things like abdominal pain, but certainly don't make a choice that's going to be bad for you. If you're really worried about it, if you have severe symptoms, call the ambulance.
What about if I know I'm going to be going to the emergency room, does it do any good to call ahead, or do you just show up?
Pretty much you do show up. Some emergency departments have something similar to ShopCo where you can, for more minor things, you can go online. But we don't have that option available yet. However, the ambulance is typically going to call. You call the ambulance, they're going to let them know what's coming in so they can prepare for that.
Okay. Tell us, Doctor, we're talking with Dr. Jim Kolka, by the way, Chief Physician Executive on Dial-A-Doc today on Big FM 93.7 in the Morning Mess. Tell us, Doctor, about the new joint venture with Physicians Immediate Care that just opened.
Physicians Immediate Care is originally from the Rockford area. However, they've become expanded quite a bit, and they have locations all over Chicagoland, and I think they're even expanding beyond that. They have done joint ventures with other healthcare providers. With us, this is a 50-50 joint venture between FHN and PIC. It's seeming to work out quite well now. We're getting quite a few patients, and we're hitting the numbers that they thought on a daily basis. And I think it's really because people wanted another option other than the emergency department, then they're now provided with that.
All right, and I'm guessing people are very happy with that option. Can you tell us?
That's what we're seeing.
Yes. Doctor, can you tell us, what are some of the differentiators for this new facility?
We have diagnostic radiology, so we'll be able to do bone films and chest x-rays. When someone comes in and we're looking for pneumonia, they do have lab services available, not the full spectrum, but, probably the 80% spectrum of what we would see get in the hospital. And generally the care is fairly rapid in and out, and that's kind of the differentiator. The other thing that the Physicians Immediate Care does is we have pretty much transferred over our occupational medicine services to them, and they specialize in occupational medicine services. So those people who are injured at work or pre-employment physicals, those kind of things are seen there.
Doctor, how long have you been a doctor, if I can ask?
Well, I graduated from medical school in 1986. Then I did a residency at Cook County Hospital for 4 years. So I was out in 91 and had been practicing emergency medicine since then.
Well, and the reason I ask, I'm not trying to be nosy, but I'm just curious as to how long you've been working in emergency rooms, and what's changed over the years since you first started equipment-wise, and are visits different or more frequent?
A lot of it's changed, really. When I first started my residency, there were very few residency-trained emergency physicians. Now, that is really the standard in the more urban areas, and, probably mostly within about an hour of any city. Most of the emergency departments will be staffed with either residency trained or board certified emergency physicians. A lot has changed in the care, especially when we look at heart attacks. Now we're doing primary intervention on almost everything. The cardiac drugs are much more sophisticated. We're seeing just leaps and bounds in the treatment of stroke care. When I got out, you had a stroke, we put you on the floor, and you really kind of completed your stroke. Now we have methodologies where we can give clot-busting drugs in the emergency departments. We can send you to specialized centers called comprehensive neurointerventional centers, where they have specially trained doctors with specially trained equipment, where they can actually put catheters inside of your brain and try to get rid of the clot. Really, the practice of emergency medicine, I would say, in the last 25 years, has evolved dramatically. And those are just examples of two things.
Yeah, and I just kind of threw that question at the doctor, but very interesting to hear how things have changed over the years, and all good for folks that things are getting better and better as the years go by. You have an event coming up where people will be able to ask questions of a panel of providers to learn more about each of these options. Can you tell us a little bit about what that event is and where it's going to be at?
FHN sponsors a series of we call the Speakers Series, where we typically have physicians, sometimes there's practitioners or physician's assistants, but in this case, I believe it's going to be all physicians. Then this is, I need a doctor, where should I go? And we're trying to get a representative from each of the care centers that I have just previously discussed. And this series will be Wednesday, June 13th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the FHN Family Health Care Center, Bercher Hills, which is on West Fairway Drive in Freeport. They will have refreshments. I think most people would find the speakers to be very, very friendly, very informative, and people generally walk away and have high praise for the series.
Sounds very interesting. And finally, Doctor, where can people find out more if they have questions about FHN and some of the services?
Well, we have, of course, www.fhn.org. That is our website, which gives a lot of information. Primary Physicians Immediate Care has a website, physiciansimmediatecare.com. So visit those websites, speak with your family physician, or just show up if you need the care.
We've been talking with Dr. Jim Kolka, Chief Physician Executive at FHN with Dial a Doc today. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Jim. Have a great day, all righty?
You as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And the following has been brought to you by FHN. You're listening to WBGR, Big FM 93.7 in the Morning Mess.